Delighted to be joined now by Scottish blind golfer Barry McCluskey. Barry burst onto the scene back in 2019, winning at the prestigious US Golf Championship. And he was also pivotal in helping Europe at the Vision Cup later that same year. He was hoping for a massive 2020 before coronavirus struck and affected all our lives. But he joins us now, and Barry, tough couple of years then, but we've got the British Open just around the corner.
It has been a couple of years since, you know, we've been able to, you know, do regular golf tournaments. It's been a bit difficult for everybody, you know, especially with having the visual impairment, you're getting stuck in the house and stuff. You can't get, you know, people round about you, help you out and do stuff with you. You, like, the guides on the golf course need to be close to you. So it's been very, very tough, but we're getting out the other side of it now, and we have the British Open to look forward to in Scotland this year, which is the 4th to the 7th of July, and it's in Spray Valley in Aviemore, which is also good because it's 40 years of blind golf in Scotland, and it's the 150th Open for the professionals at St Andrews. And the Women's Open this year is at Dundonald Links as well. So three big Opens in Scotland this year, which is massive for the golf community of Scotland. You know, obviously you've got the pros, ladies and the men's, and you have the prestigious, you know, blind golf one, which allows us guys to showcase our skills just the same as the rest of them.
Now, are you still currently ranked number 2 for Scotland?
Mate, yes.
Number
yes.
3 for the UK, and number 6 for the world, still the case?
Still the case, mate, yeah, still the case at the minute.
What's your hopes for the coming season, and he's hoping to climb the ladder?
Yeah, of course, and back in February this year, I also kind of tested myself against the best blind golfers, the best disabled golfers in the world on the Edgar Tour, which was a great experience, where I finished 12th out of 46 or 47 people. So it gave me great encouragement to know that I can compete at that level as well, you know, because there's guys with other disabilities, whether it be, you know, amputees or sight hearing loss or anything like that. And these guys are playing off, you know, some of them are scratch golfers, and to know that I can go and compete and finish quite high up the rankings in one of the tournaments has given me the enthusiasm to, you know, keep going to them and try harder to, you know, to maybe get a title on the Edgar Tour as well. So great to see that, you know, Edgar are progressing all the time with disabled golf. They have strong ties with the European Tour, and they're taking disabled golf onto the European Tour alongside the pros and stuff like that, you know. So it gives you something to strive towards. Also, the IBGA are striving forward now as well. You know, there's more tournaments opening up. I actually go to Spain next Sunday. I'm going out to the Spanish Open, so I'm hoping to get a decent result out there. And then obviously we've got the British in Scotland, and you know, I'm looking to perform well at that as well. And again, I've been selected for the Vision Cup, which is a great achievement, a great honour to go and represent Scotland and the rest of the world team. And this year it's going to be massive, you know, because we have some really good coverage of it. For the sheer fact that it's getting played at TPC Sawgrass with the Island Green at the 17th and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a massive course. It's a well-known course that the pros play on. And, you know, it's a big step in the right direction for visually impaired golf.
Barry, you mentioned how busy you are. You're desperate for people to get involved and try playing golf for themselves. Whether they're in Scotland, England, Northern Ireland or Wales, there's clubs throughout, isn't there, that can steer you in the right direction. How would people go about finding out more information?
Well, you have the IBGA, Barry. You've got the IBGA, which is International Blind Golf Association. They're the body who looks after all blind golf throughout the world. You know, so you've got their website. You also have England and Wales Blind Golf, where you've got the website for them. Scottish Blind Golf, you've got Northern Ireland Blind Golf. You can get blind golf in most countries, but, you know, it's not publicised enough because we don't get it. We all have our websites, yeah. We all have our social media channels, you know. Just contact us through any social media channels, and I'm sure any of the countries or the country that you stay in would be more than happy to bring you along and try it out, you know, especially here in Scotland. Our numbers are fairly low because we don't know. You know, there's a lot of people that don't know about visual impairment and blind golf. So we're trying our best to promote it as best we can. And having the British Open this year has given us a massive opportunity to promote it in the right direction. And it's allowing us, you know, we have a wee bit of funds there through some grants that we've been granted that we can use to put some taster sessions on and stuff like that. So, you know, we're trying everything in our power to you know, promote the sport in as much as we possibly can.
And how can people follow you personally?
Yeah, you can follow me on Barry McCluskey Blind Golfer on Twitter or Facebook, also on Instagram. I also have my own website, which is barrymccluskeyblindgolfer.co.uk. You can follow me on that. You know, a lot of my stuff, everything that I do gets put on there. All my sponsors and stuff like that are linked into that. I just got a massive boost at the start of this year with two new sponsors, which have came on board, which is a massive help because it allows me to get to tournaments and stuff.
And just to change the subject, we've been hearing you were standing for an election recently, is that right?
Yeah, Barry, I stood as an SNP candidate in my local area, which I was lucky enough to get voted in.
Congratulations.
I'm now a councillor of North Lanarkshire Council, which is, you know, another achievement. The reason I done it is because I'm all for equality and I'm all for people who have disabilities and everything that goes with it and, you know, and the challenges that we face, especially visual impairments. I want to be a role model through my golf and through being an elected member. I want to be a role model to the younger generation who are coming through with visual impairments to let them see that, you know, no matter your disability, if you set your goals high, you can achieve them. It's all about being inclusive and not exclusive, and the way I look at it, you know.
Barry, it's been brilliant as always talking to you. We'll hopefully speak to you again sometime in July after you've finished at the British Open. But it's been a pleasure talking to you and best of luck.
Thanks very much, Barry. It's always lovely to come on to RNIB and chat.